and holding it.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, and Centerville. KO4PXB.
KO4 for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4DZS, Mr. Scott in Pendleton. Thanks so much for checking in with me tonight. And also KK4SMV, Mr. Dale. And I believe that you said Ellenboro, North Carolina. Was that correct, Mr. Dale?
Yes, that is correct.
So much, and thank you for checking in with me tonight. Hope you are doing well. And I would also like to recognize WN4S, Mr. Chris in Lyman, and KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lloyd, I'm glad you checked in tonight because you are number 50. So you win the door prize that Gary takes care of, KO4DOS, on Wednesday night. So you check in tomorrow night and talk to him about what the door prize is for being number 50. But thanks for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Lloyd. Are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP.
4WFU, Ken and Simpsonville. In and out.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Ken and Simpsonville, K4WFU. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Ken. I appreciate it. Any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC2s. First person I have is Miss Joy in Easley, K3JOY. Actually, hang on just a second, Miss Joy. I apologize. Mr. Fred, KO4NNH, I just have you in for the roundtable, but I just wanted to make sure that you just wanted to hang around for that, or did you want to make comments?
No comments tonight. I'll be around for the roundtable, though.
For RYP. Thank you, Mr. Fred. I made a note. Just want to make sure I didn't misinterpret my notes. All right, K3JOY, Miss Joy, you still there?
RYP, I am here, Anna. maybe a little worse for wear. I've been a nervous wreck since last Tuesday when we found out what Sophie was going to have to go through. And today was surgery day. Gary took her over early this morning. And we got her home about 5:45, 6 o'clock, and she's just had her nightmares, so we may be okay for a little while.
3JOI, this is KO4RYP. Well, I certainly hope that she just comes through this with flying colors, and that you all also have a really good night. Like, I'm hoping that maybe her pain meds will help her to sleep really well tonight, and you all won't be up and down. But you just make sure if she does have to get up a lot, you just make Gary get up with her and take care of her so you can get some rest. Because I know you've been worried sick about her. Do they expect her to make a quick recovery?
When the mass, the removal of the mass was much more extensive than they thought it was going to be. She has maybe as much as an 8-inch. I didn't measure it with a ruler. The incision is from in front of her back leg almost all the way to her front leg and up the side of her chest, her ribs, I meant to say. And because it was so extensive, she has a drain, and that comes out on Friday, and her stitches come out in 2 weeks on January the 4th. And, of course, we won't know anything until the pathology comes back. And we're trying to stay very positive. But, you know, Anna, we might as well be honest. It's very scary.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Joy, I can completely understand. And I know that for Chad and I, our dogs have become part of our family. And I believe that our pets are parts of our family, and that we care about them just as much as we do our human family members. So I completely understand your concern, and I want you to make sure to keep me posted on how she's doing and how y'all are doing caring for her, too. So I know the hard part is keeping her down and still so she doesn't rip any stitches or anything. So I hope she'll have a quiet night and a quiet few days of rest, and I'm hoping for the best too, that that everything will have been taken care of tonight. Well, Miss Joy, thank you for that update. Are you guys ready for Christmas?
I just went shopping today, and well, Christmas. Christmas is laying in there in her crate. We had to go because she has that drain. The vet advised us to get her some little t-shirts, and of course, you know how hairy she is. She has no t-shirts. I told Gary this is going to be the hard part, wearing those little shirts. Her hair will get all tangled up, but we'll get through that too. But we had to go by PetSmart and picked her up three little t-shirts so we can change them daily and keep them clean. And she looks cute as a bug because she's got on a little pink t-shirt, but it's just funny. The last time we had a dog that wore a t-shirt or a sweater was when we still had schnauzers. Gosh, that's probably been at least 10 years ago.
This is Care for RYP. I bet she does look cute in that pink little, cute little pink t-shirt. I almost bought my daughter a little sweater for her dog that is sort of her dog and my dog now that she's away at college. Pixie kind of takes up with me, but until Abby comes home, and then she throws me out like a dirty dish towel and goes back to her. But she hasn't ever worn a sweater, and Abby's been wanting to get her one, but they didn't have the right size today when I was out doing some shopping. So you might decide that you like her, that you like Sophie in t-shirts, and you want to keep them. So you never know. Well, Miss Joy, I've enjoyed talking with you. You have anything else for us tonight?
Yes, that's it. In case you didn't hear me tell Chad the other night, there is a pumpkin pie in the refrigerator for you guys, and we'll figure out how to get it to you. And as far as Gary getting up with Sophie tonight, as you know, her bed is beside my chair, and I will be sleeping in my recliner tonight, so I'll be close to her. Hope y'all have a good evening. Sounds like you got a great net going, and it's a pleasure to talk to you, and hope we get to see you soon. KO4RYP, this is K3JOY Clear.
KOY, this is KO4RYP. Thank you so much. And Chad says he'll be by on Thursday, and he's going to be bringing something for you guys, too. I'm not sure what his plans are that day, but I'll get with you. I might try to ride over there with him if I can check on my mom. But anyway, I'll get in touch with you, and I'm sure we'll see each other soon. You keep me posted about Sophie, and thank you for chatting with me for a little while, Miss Joy. All right, next up on the stump for comments is KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan in Asheville. How are you tonight, Mr. Duncan?
Recheck, Anna.
Go ahead, recheck.
Duncan, please forgive me. Anna, we have haircut appointments at 2 o'clock Thursday. Depending on how Sophie's doing, I may not go get my haircut. I may stay home. But just wanted to throw that in the mix in case he and Gary haven't talked yet. So y'all have a good one. Duncan, again, excuse me for butting in. And this time, this is K3JOY, and I'm really gone.
For RYP, thank you, Miss Joy, and I'll make sure that Chad and Gary talk before then so we can work out a good time. All right, Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, how are you tonight, sir?
RYP, KO4JKV, I'm doing good, and no problem, Joy. When you told that story about your pet, we were just thinking about our cat. He's actually a 14-year-old cat, and we took him, well, he's been in and out of the doctor for the past 3 years. We spent a couple $1,000 on him last year. But I think he might even have another year or two out of him, but I understand about that pet stuff for sure. Yeah, let me let this drop for a sec. Yeah, the day is good. It was a very gray day up here in Asheville, kind of chilly, and really dropped in temperature around 8. But earlier today was bill day and last-minute shopping for Christmas, but I went by the post office to pay bills and get money orders, and I checked my P.O. box. I got this card in it, and it has, it's a QSL card, and it has a mostly sky, it's a landscape shot, mostly sky, land, the horizon's at the bottom, two satellite dishes pointing towards other satellite dishes, not pointing up, and a big Chinook helicopter landing. And that was from KU4NUE, and that was a cool card, and that was kind of a nice surprise. I haven't had a QSL card since I first got my ticket, so that was one of the highlights of my day. Over.
KU4JKV, this is KU4RYP. I'm so glad you got the QSL card. Chad worked really hard on making those, and I thought they turned out pretty nice. So those big satellite dishes are the troposcatter satellites. That was his job when he was in the Army, was that kind of communication. So he decided to use that on his QSL card. So I think that we don't get things like that in the mail too often anymore these days with, you know, texting and email and instant messages and social media. I think it's always fun to get something with a real stamp on it, you know, in your P.O. box or in your mailbox. So I'm super glad that you enjoyed that, Mr. Duncan. And I was actually in your area yesterday, rode up to Biltmore with my sister. So we always like to ride up to Asheville when we can be in downtown Asheville within about an hour of our house. So it's always a nice drive heading up there. It was very gray and cloudy, and we had some rain down here in Campobello today, though I was out trying to get groceries, which is the worst when it starts raining for sure. So are you all expecting any snow, Mr. Duncan?
Seeing snow in the forecast, and as a matter of fact, I think it's going to be warm on Christmas Day. But I'm sure we'll get snow at some point, but between now and Christmas, I don't think so. But tonight, it was very drizzly. Hitting the middle. You know, you can't make up its mind if it was snow or not.
KU4JKV, this is KU4RYP. We did have some sun, just like you said, kind of couldn't make up his mind, back and forth and back and forth. And then I went into one store today, and I thought it was going to start clearing up, and I went, checked out with my groceries and headed outside, and it was pouring rain. So, and very, very, very cool down here, too. I'm not a fan of cold rainy. I think if it's going to be cold and it's going to precipitate, it should be snow, because I love snow. So I get a little grouchy when it's just a cold rain, that's for sure.
I agree with you there. I don't like cold rain, but I do like days like today where it's kind of chilly and overcast, because if you're outdoors working or hiking, you know, there's nothing worse than hiking in the sweltering heat and humidity. It's just kind of good, but the lack of sunshine does something to your mind, maybe, but as long as it doesn't rain, it's probably a good thing. But yeah, other than that, that's about it. I'll pass it over to you. I'll stick around for the round table. I got some a kind of a milestone in my ham radio journey, but I didn't know. I can't tell the difference between comments and the round table yet, because I'm still new. But good chatting with you, Anna. And yeah, it won't snow before Christmas. All right, I'm going to pass it back to the net. This is KU4JKV. Good talking to you.
KU4JKV, this is KU4RYP. I enjoyed talking to you, too. Mr. Duncan, thank you so much. And I have you down for the roundtable, too. I'm going to pass it off to Chad for that in just a few minutes. Let me pause really quick to see if there are any additional stations wishing to check in. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
Check in, Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, W4MHE, Melvin in Hendersonville. And also, please check in, Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4, PAM, my wife Pam. We're home here in Hendersonville. I hope everybody's doing well, and we're in and out tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Melvin, W4MHE, and his wife, Miss Pam, KZ4PAM. They are at home in Hendersonville. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Melvin, and please give our best to Pam. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in, Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4RYP.
Kilo 4 Hotel Whiskey Yankee, K4HWI. This is Marcial Saluda, North Carolina. And I don't have any comments, but I want to wish everybody happy holidays and a great night. K4HWI, please.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome K4HWY Marcial in Saluda, North Carolina. Thank you so much for checking in, and Merry Christmas to you as well. Any additional stations wishing to check in, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Go ahead, comment.
For PXB, I would also like to thank KO4NUE for the card. I definitely got the same communication card. It is awesome.
JBQ, comment.
For PXB, Mr. Lloyd, thank you. Chad's over here just chuckling, so he's just tickled that you liked the QSL card. So thank you. KK4, JBQ, go ahead, Mr. Larry.
I'd be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity, maybe my last opportunity, to wish you a Merry Christmas. You and all your family. Chad's spoken a little bit about what he's looking forward to, a nice Christmas meal, and that's always exciting. And Donna received a similar, well, I guess exactly the same QSL card today, and Chad, if you're listening, that was her first QSL card. I remember getting my first, and you never forget that. That was thoughtful of you, and I'll do this. I want to thank both you, Anna and Chad, for all that you've given. In the short time that we've known your family, you've been an example, a really good example to the rest of us. The care that you take, with what I have to feel is a very honorable hobby. It's a hobby and a service. And Chad has shown how serious he is about it and how gracious he is with the talents that he has, the skills that he has. To reach out to Hems very early on, started giving back before, well, anyone might expect it. So, anyway, I wanted to say all that. You all have a good night. KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, KK4RYP. Thank you so much for that, Mr. Larry. I do appreciate it, and I want to thank you for all that you have done for Chad and taught him, and I will be very honest to tell you that I don't always stay up for all the late night conversations that you all have about all the technical things, but I know that that Chad gets really excited when he learns something new and is able to talk with you and figure something else out with the radios, and he just has really enjoyed it, and I have too. I'm always amazed when he shows me something else that he's figured out or something else that the radio can do. And I think what's most impressed me about this hobby is the people. We just have had, you know, a really good experience and made some really good friends already, and just really enjoy that. It's crazy how you feel like you really get to know somebody and you haven't ever really met him in person. It's just been a really fun time for us, you know, getting our licenses and getting to know people and participating. So we surely appreciate how welcoming everyone has been to us. And we, especially as new net controllers too, it's just been a lot of fun jumping right in and being part of it. So we do appreciate it. And Chad wanted me to let you know that Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and Miss Joy, K3JOY, both got QSL cards from him, but they were different than anyone else's. So he made them special just for Miss Donna and Miss Joy. So you make sure Donna knows that, that she got a special QSL card from him.
My curiosity. I have to examine it because the description of the picture that I've heard tonight is exactly what we saw in the mail. She got it just as she walked in. She went to the mailbox after parking the car and brought it in as she returned from her trip. So I'll have to search that over to see what's special. And thank you, Chad. She came in with a smile on her face, as tired as she was. And thank you for that. KK4JBQ.
He saved all of the ones that he printed out. So I'll have to go back and look too and see what, I can't remember which one he sent to Donna, but I'll go back and look too and see which one he sent to her and Joy versus the other ones that he sent out. So I think it's really great that's the first QSL card Donna's gotten. That's really neat. All right. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night with KF4DOS, Mr. Geary, who will call the net, and also the swap net tomorrow night at 9, and I know he would appreciate you checking in with him tomorrow night, so we look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. W4DJW, KF4RYP.
KO4RYP, W4DJW, go ahead.
Submit my net report. I keep getting an error message saying not valid, try again.
Are you sure? The first name is the first name and the call sign is the call sign. Sometimes people get that backwards. And what message number and how many check-ins, and I'll see if I can do it from here and we'll, to see what if it's broken on this end or not.
Okay, I'm going to try one more time. I just cleared everything out. And I'll try one more time, and then I'll let you know.
Okay, W4DJW, standing by.
For NYE, KO4RYP, Chad tried to talk to me right as I started to talk. It did not work, so can I give you my numbers?
Ready to copy.
Check-ins were 54, and traffic was 2. And my number was 1221.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can send it in, and then we'll go from there. Okay, it says it took it, but I didn't have echo it on. I can back up and echo it on. Were those the right numbers, Anna?
Yes, sir, they were. Thank you so much. I'm not sure what's going on our end, but we'll be sure to look into it and figure it out before next time. Thanks so much, 74DJW.
Thank you, Anna. I appreciate you calling that tonight. still working on the EchoLink problem. Haven't resolved that yet. Anyway, have a good night. W4DJW clear.
This is KO4RYP now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, and I will turn it over to KO4NUE for the roundtable. 7-3s and good night.
KO4NUE, anybody hanging around tonight?
KBQ here.
KO4HKX here.
Pitch here.
KO4PXB here.
Hey, make sure I got it. Let me make sure I got it. We'll try again. If you don't mind, let me start by explaining. I hope Miss Donna's listening. Larry, can you describe the card to me, please?
KQ4JBQ. It's just as I heard it described on the on the net earlier. Two radar domes and a Chinook helicopter in the background. The report figures on the front and address on the back.
Okay. All right, so here's what's happened. So her and Miss Joy should have received a tactical satellite sitting with the sun setting behind it in the desert. And I specifically sent the QSL card to Miss Joy and to Miss Donna a day before you and Gary get a card. That way they get a card by themselves so they can kind of hold it over your and Gary's head for a little bit. That was the intent. So I got all the cards laid out, and evidently I put her name on your card, so I just kind of messed that all up. So you tell Miss Donna that I will get that rectified in the morning, and she will get her special QSL card from me. And I apologize for messing it all up, but, you know, I tried. But just explain to her kind of what happened.
I appreciate your doing that, but, you know, she's already had her head in the sky. You know, she came in just drug out because they encountered traffic jams, which added almost an hour to the return trip from Charlotte. Construction, I think, was what she said. And she would just beat. She would just beat. And she says, I've got to go get the mail. And so she goes and gets the mail, and she comes back beaming. I mean, she comes back with a big smile on her face, and a total change. And you know, she was flying pretty high. And again, I have to thank you for your thoughtfulness on that, KK4JBQ.
Well, I hope I made her day. She definitely made our day the night she checked in. And we just wanted to make sure she knew that we recognized that. And I'm glad that was I got to give her first QSL card. That's pretty special to the both of us. So just let her know, hey, we appreciate it. And okay, KO4. That's KO4NUE. Anybody else?
NUE, KO4JKV. I don't know if we're just perpetuating the conversation or we want a new subject. I just walked into the room. Over.
It's the round table. Whatever you want to talk about. Well, not anything, but, you know, we'll talk about what we can talk about. But, Mr. Duncan, I got something I want to pass along to you and Lloyd. anybody else listening. If you got a pen and piece of paper, I want you to write this down, especially Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Would you go to this website, and it's www.radioqth.net. And that's www.radioqth.net. And there is a QSL card creator there. When you go to the website, it's going to look pretty bland. But don't pass it up, because there's a little button on the top of it that you can import your own image onto the backdrop of the QSL card. So, a printer and some cardstock, and you're good to go. So, you put whatever image you want to on it, and save it to a PDF, and you are on your way. So, anybody with a license, there you go, if you're into QSL cards. But I just wanted to pass that along. So everybody knows. KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KO4JKV. Y'all look into that. I got it written down. www.radiooth.net or qth.net. I think I got that right. But thanks for that card. It's good. I'm not worried about the price of the cards. I'm worried about the price of postage. If you make 40 contacts in a day, that's 50 cents a card sending that stuff out. But one thing I just wanted to chime in for, I've made my first ever HF contact today, and it was brief, because I've been, I just got my radio yesterday, but for the past 2 weeks I've been monitoring SDR radio on the computer and following parks on the air and seeing how people go all over the country and, are activators. So today I was active as a hunter, and I've made a contact someone in Massachusetts. My first contact ever with my new rig, and he gave me good signal reports, and I've been walking on cloud nine all day.
Tell us all about it. What kind of radio did you get? You know, what kind of antenna do you have? And, were y'all both of you standing around the box when you opened it?
When the radio came in, I just got if the wife's looking at me, I got to say, oh, this must be from my mom or something. But no, we're all cool with this. There's a good story behind how I got this radio, so if you want to hear about it, let me know. But I did get the Yaesu FT891, and because I'm an outdoors guy, I'm a camper, I'm a hiker, and the antenna I have is the Buddy Stick Pro. It's from Buddy Pole, but it's not the Buddy Pole. I was going to buy the Buddy Pole from Gary a few months back, but that would not work with my QTH. So the Buddy Stick Pro is good. And just before I chimed into this net, I was listening to a net in Oregon. And, I wanted to chime in, but I'm worried about transmitting because I don't want to fry my radio. But today was amazing. I helped somebody activate a contact in Massachusetts today. So, feeling good. KO4JKB.
One little statement in there that kind of a little red flag is, what are you talking about burning up the back of your radio?
I'm on a tight budget. Let me tell you how I got this radio. If you can remember that question, ask me it after the story. Because I don't have enough. I didn't have $1,000 to spend on a radio. But I've been a guitar player for all my life. My dad passed away about 10 years ago. I had his Gibson Les Paul when he died. But I cut my hand because I'm really into bushcrafting and carving. But in a carving accident, I severed two tendons in my index finger. So I can't really play guitar anymore, not for long. So I sold it last week.
And I took that money and bought this 891 with the power supply and the Buddy Stick Pro. So, yeah, that's how I got the radio. But I forgot the question. KO4JKB.
Why are you worried about burning up the radio?
Just because all the funds that I had to spend on a radio are spent on it. And because you know that you have to have the SWR under, you know, at least 2 or 1.5 to 1. And I didn't want to buy a SWR meter for $150 for an antenna tuner. I just can't, I don't have that money right now. I probably just could just do it, but I paired the 891 with the Buddy Stick Pro because the 891 we know that doesn't have a tuner in it, but the Buddy Stick Pro, up until this last spring, they make it so with their radial, their, I guess they call it a radial or a counterpoise, they actually have little clips in the line that tell you what you have your coil tapped in for and what your counterpoise is. And I did it, and I just laid it out there, spec, and then just went in on my 891, put it on SWR, and just found a dead station and clicked it real fast and sweet SWR. So whatever Buddy Pull's doing, they're doing it good. But I'm sure there's probably 15 hams out there just throwing up in their mouths right now because they're like, you need a SWR meter or an antenna analyzer. And I probably do. So if you have one, please donate it to me. But that's a good question, Chad. KO4JKV.
KI4LCI, before you play around too much with it, you be absolutely sure that it's good SWR because these finals, if it should get too high, go to cutting back. That's protection.
Yeah, I know that too. And that's why today I did that one contact, and it was just POTA. Parks on the air, because if you're a hunter on POTA, you know, they call out, all you gotta do is just call in your call sign, they echo back to them. Even if you're off a little bit, you're not gonna burn your amplifier. But if I was gonna do a QSO, yeah, it goes over 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, and you're not right with your antenna, yeah, you could fry your amp. So, all I'm doing, yeah, I know. I hear what you're saying, Andy. So should I get an antenna analyzer or an antenna tuner or both?
Well, see, let's put it this way. You can get your SWR down on one frequency. I'm going to use 3915 for an example. You can get it down to 1 to 1. But you say you go from there down to, say, 3810, it might not still be that good down there. One thing about with the antennas, of course, you said something different than a dipole, but with a dipole, the bigger the diameter of the wire is, or to determine how wide a bandwidth you get on the good SWR. You may not have good SWR throughout the whole band, so to a certain degree, at some point, you might need both. KI4LCI, somebody speak to
that. KO4JKB.
H. I've actually got the Buddy Pull that Gary was selling. That thing actually tunes pretty good. I haven't had time to get a better analyzer. The analyzer I got now doesn't work really good, in my opinion, but I've been able to tune it by ear with my radio. I put my radio in CW mode. I'm using a ST991A for HF operations. It tunes, the Buddy Pulls do tune pretty good, but I've been able to tune it with just by ear, putting my radio in CW mode, but the analyzer situation, does anybody got recommendations for that by chance?
UE. Recommendation for an analyzer?
Correct.
J. purchased a rig expert. I think it's a 2300 AA. I'll go pull it out of the cabinet here in a second, give you the model number. It does seven different bands. They're all HF bands. You can go in between. It's a wonderful thing. I haven't fully learned to use it yet, all of the functions on it. But, you know, I build different types of antennas out here and got a little testing yard, I guess, if that's what you won't call it. And it's nice to be able to see, you know, your SWR as you tune the antenna or start cutting things off of it. And that's pretty handy. I don't have any complaints about it other than, you know, the price. But you know, when you start looking at the price of a radio that analyzer's pretty cheap. But I will tell you that as far as Duncan and Fred goes, and let me pause here. Let me go get them out of the closet. Somebody pick it up. I'll be right back. I got a deal for both of you. KO4NUE. I'll be right back. Y'all pick it up.
KO4NUE. This is KO4JKV. I know where you're heading with that. Let me let this drop real fast. I got to count my pennies. So I was wanting to be able to talk on HF under $800 or $700. I was looking at the Zygu, JGU 90s, in which I think they work and they're good. And I looked at everything, 7300s, 991s. And, yeah, when it came down to it, I don't know. Someone just tapped me on the shoulder and said, get this. I'm not saying anybody gets this. But for me, this works. And I got a power supply. It's whatever you get on Amazon. They're like $100, 13.8 amp per volt. I don't know. Had too many sodas tonight. But, yeah, I kept it under a certain budget, and so it can be done. And, yeah, and also the Buddy Stick Pro, doesn't have to be Buddy Stick. They have the Wolf River coils, and they have a lot of other people do those verticals. I have to do a vertical because I'm in an apartment situation. I don't have 10 acres where I can string out a dipole, so I have to be kind of stealthy. So if anyone has any questions how my success is, I've heard a net tonight from Oregon, which is amazing. I didn't check into it. I don't even know if I can transmit. Probably can't, but I'm thrilled. This is my first day on HF today. Made my first contact in Massachusetts. So, yeah, I'm just, like, giddy, like a kid in a candy store. Can't you tell? KO4JKV.
Here's the deal I got for you. And it's going to be an agreement here between both of you if you want it. I have two MFJ manual antenna analyzers. One of them's MFJ model 204B, and the other one is an MFJ 207. And they're the manual type with the dials. You know, you dial in the band that you know you want to look at. And it's got a little SWR meter on it. It's not an analyzer. Well, it's an analyzer, I guess, by what's on the stickers here. But they're manual. They're not digital like the, you know, the 2300 I got. But y'all can have them if you want them under one condition. And here is the condition if you want them. I purchased both of these from two Silent Keys off of the SWAT net. Well, after the swap net Mr. Gary had them, and I purchased them from the widows. If you decide you want them, then you, not me, you stencil the call of the silent key on the side of the analyzer in memorial for those individuals, and that's the deal. If you can agree to that, they're yours.
KP, that is a really nice offer, and I will totally stencil the name on the side. I have stenciling materials, but up until now, I didn't think I needed an antenna analyzer. I think I could just do what I'm doing, but I appreciate that. I'll tell you what, I'll let the other guy talk. Thanks, Chad, so much. KO4JKP.
H. Chad, I'd have to take you up on that, but I got to know how big it is. I'm planning on doing parks on the air very soon. I really need a small analyzer that I can bring, just chuck in a bag and go. How big is it by chance?
The metal box, it is 2 inches wide by 2 inches high by, looks like, about 7 inches long. You can Google it. The model MFJ240B. You can check it. But it's a little bulky for a bag. I get it. But that's okay. I mean, I'm not offended at all. I just wanna offer. Do anything to help somebody out. But there you go. So with that, KO4NUE.
Up on that offer, but I think it's gonna be for another day, another project. But I appreciate the offer, though. If you still got them in the future, I'll definitely hit you up first. But I'm afraid I'm gonna turn you down this time.
No problems. Just wanted to offer. So, Duncan, I guess it's on you. If you want it, it's yours, bud.
JKV, I'll let that marinate tonight. Marinate my brain. Because, I do need an antenna tuner. Who doesn't? Because I don't have one, so I need one. But how I take this rig out is it's like you kind of really don't need one. Because that buddy stick, not the buddy stick you bought 2 years ago, but the one they made since last spring, that if you just follow the directions, they're resonant enough to be okay. But I know there's, like I said, there's probably 30 hams right now throwing up in their mouth saying, no, you need the antenna analyzer. But the last thing I wanted to say was, wow, what a big day. Let me let this drop. First HF contact to Massachusetts. But also, I was just spinning around on the dials on 40 meters. I heard these guys, it sounded like there was 8 of them, and they were talking so much trash, saying every word in the book and talking about each other's, oh man, it was the worst. So that was my first, I just got my radio, HF radio, yesterday. So you get all that, but then also, it's kind of the wild, wild west out there. Am I wrong?
30.915.
No, I think it's like 7,200.
Get away from that. Just point blank. Just stay away from it. Because if you enter into the conversation, then I'm sorry. It's my opinion. Let me back up even further. I myself will not contribute to that. I will not contribute to anything in this hobby that requires me to go to that level. Just not going to do it. Obviously, it's your radio, your antenna. You do what you think is, what you think is best. didn't mean to tell you what to do. So I'm just telling you, I'm not going to contribute to that for this, you know, for this hobby or be a part of that at all. Now, I will say this, that there's a couple of those out there. You're going to find a whole lot of stuff that, you know, does not meet the requirements for you to be a license holder in this hobby. Some of them are, you know, depending on what kind of mood you're in. You know, if you need some entertainment for the day, then, hey, you know, that's, you can do that. But I personally just, you know, I'm not gonna contribute to that because it's just, you know, not within my standards as a man, I guess. But KO4NUE, somebody else pick it up.
4PXB, I have a question about different subjects, if that's okay.
Go ahead, Lloyd. How are you today, bud?
Yes, I'm on vacation, enjoying it, relaxing, just picking up a little bit of leaves out of the driveway. So other than that, doing great.
What's your question? I'm sure we'll get Larry here in a minute.
I can hear traffic on 147.0900, but unable to transmit. Is due to, and that's Aner down in Myrtle Beach area. Is it due to the fact that it's just so far away that the repeater that's close to me is just skipping it along, or I know they, I guess, relay the signals, but like I said, I can hear it, but I'm not able to transmit to that Aner on that frequency down in Myrtle Beach.
LCI
147.090
over in Spartanburg. It's at times linked into a system called the heart system. And when it's linked into the heart system, it's throughout the whole state. When it's linked up. Now, it's not linked up all the time, but it's linked up sometimes. Over the weekend, it links into the heart system for all weekend. Then on Tuesdays, I'm trying to remember if it's 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, somewhere along there, they link up again for a certain kind of meet that they have on Tuesday evening there, the heart system does. So that is a possibility that may have been what you heard. KI4LCI.
Comment. Lord, KO4NUE. This is a good, let me make sure I got this. Segue for a station log or station notebook. So, and here's why. So, when I encountered that on 2 meters, because sometimes you hear some strange things on 2 meters and you wonder where in the world is that coming from? Or what is that? Why can't I talk to them, but I can hear them? You know, all these questions. So what I have done, and this is my station here, okay? Certain things are allowed to happen in certain portions of the band. And if you're not understanding what you're hearing or understanding how it's happening in the band, then I would suggest that you start a station notebook to start putting some of this information in, because there's so much information to remember, you'll never remember it all. So I put it in a notebook so I can refer to it. And in the 2 meter band, if you'll go to Google and type in, you know, what frequency do I use on 2 meters, or the 2 meter band plan, or something like that, It will break the band apart into sections, starting at 144.000 and ending at 147.990. So each one of from the beginning of the band to the end of the band, there are 12 different things, looks like, or 14 different things that you can do in those segments of the bands. And here's why I'm telling you this, is that when you hear something like that, you note the frequency, and you can use that as a clue. For example, the frequency that you were listening to was 147.090. So if you go down the band plan to see what's happening or what you're allowed to do within those sections of the bands,